Kevin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being the innocent victim of a fictitious story that has gone viral. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Pip is out, but we are joined by Russ Ferdico. Hello, Russ.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
So we got a good show tonight on the show. The Science of Farts. Felt like this needs to be broken down.
A broken wind.
Thank you, Joe.
What were you eating or drinking when you thought of this one?
I did not come up with it. I merely report the news. I was not a newsmaker in the fart story. A new School of Fools featuring a teacher who had her naked photos stolen by a student. The sad reality behind some of those viral Facebook stories. And comics in the news discussing the old bait and switch. And I'm kind of excited to have Russ here for this. Because he's not a comic, so he can give us the consumer's perspective. So we'll get to that later on the show. So last week, Russ, Joe, Pip, and myself discussed the Texas law, which will not permit state universities from banning legal gun owners 21 or over from carrying their weapon on campus.
Correct.
Which would include dorms, hospitals, possibly sporting events. That's up for debate. So Joe made the popular to the people on the right, the right to gun advocates, and you're a gun owner.
Yes, I am.
That good guys with guns deter bad guys with
Correct.
Guns. We,
mm-hmm.
we hear
yes.
that a lot. That's generally the argument that we hear.
Correct, yes.
So, yet even where legally allowed, and the Republicans are making this debate, I mean, making this argument, you know, Donald Trump said it right after the Paris attacks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ted Cruz is always saying it. So they're behind this. I'm sure Rubio and Kasich think it too. Because if not, I'm sure they would be attacked by the other candidates for not thinking.
Yeah, it's a party. Yeah, party right. line kind of thing.
So the right, our Republican friends, always make this argument. Yet, even where legally allowed, guns are not allowed at Republican campaign rallies. So I'm talking about in states where you're allowed to carry, because that's not every state, in municipalities where you're allowed to carry, and in venues where you're allowed to carry. Because, you know, the venue owner has they have rules. Like, I walk into a bar or a comedy club and say, no guns in this club, even in a carry state.
Well, there's signs in Texas, too. Leave your gun in the car.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen them, yeah.
But there are no guns allowed at these rallies. Now, you have Secret Service, at least at the Trump rallies. You have Secret Service because he requested it. I know Ben Carson requested Secret Service. I don't know if Rubio and Cruz did and Kasich did. But Trump also has private security.
Yes.
And there's also local law enforcement at these events. So in my mind, if we're going with the theory that good guys with guns deter bad guys with guns, we're legally permissible. People should be allowed to bring their guns in.
Why? The good guys have guns.
Right, but I'm saying let the good guys bring their guns in. The
no,
citizens.
But they're there already. The private security, the secret
but
service.
But that's not the argument. The argument is citizens, because of our Second Amendment rights, should be allowed to carry guns.
Well, it's a give and take on that. Basically, due to the situation, you have a political rally where you have a politician. The stakes in that instance is higher than it would be in a theater, or it would be at a concert, or
but doesn't the stakes being higher just play to the argument that good guys with guns will deter the bad guys? That's the whole argument.
But it's
the argument and to an extent, because you're loading up the room full of good guys with guns.
Yeah,
it's not saying everybody in the room can have one.
No, legal gun owner. Now, I don't know how you check that at the door.
Yeah, exactly. So you check your gun at the door, you leave it in the car if you want to come into this venue.
But what I'm saying is, shouldn't they, as if they're advocating for the Second Amendment to not be restricted at all, and I'm a gun owner and I'm supporting this candidate, if I'm legally allowed, shouldn't I have that expectation that I could bring my gun?
Not everywhere.
Not everywhere.
Leave your gun
in the
car.
I'm saying where there's not signs. I'm saying where there's not signs.
There's some venues they have a right to select. I mean, especially if you have a room full of armed good guys, security's provided.
Right.
Okay. And again, you have a room full of dense people. It's a political event. Which,
but in a lot of places, we have security. We're here talking about arming.
And the expectation of bringing a gun to defend yourself at a rally where you know there's going to be
Secret Service
and stuff like that.
The last place you want to start up.
No, I'm not talking about defending yourself, but just, hey, This is an open carry area. I'm a gun owner. I'm supporting a gun advocates candidate.
But
why can't I have my gun? And believe me, I don't want there to be
because
gun at these
venues. The propensity for something to happen is more apt in a situation like this than at a movie theater or walking through a school or something like that. That's where it's differentiated. That's where it's got to be.
I think it flies in the face of because you're never going to have any more good guys with guns.
We're loading up the room, a dense room full of people.
I'm not saying loading up the room, but if you don't have to bring your gun
with good guys who have guns, they're paid to carry, their Secret Service, their private security, and if you want to go into that venue, you have to leave your gun in the car. But security's provided, you're safe.
Well, I don't know how safe some of these protesters feel at some of these events.
I think Secret Service is handled so far. I mean,
Secret Service is there for the most part to protect the candidates.
Yeah, I mean, they've escorted people. Listen, out of some of the Trump rallies.
I think it's right that there's not weapons at these events. But I'm just saying, if I was a gun owner and legally this was a place where I was allowed to, I would have that expectation.
Well, you're saying as a gun owner, but I think as a gun owner, you know that there is a responsibility to gun safety, a responsibility that where there is a law, there are concessions to that law that need to
be made. But the people on the far right on this issue do not want any concessions. The NRA wants no common sense concessions. Things that over 80% of gun owners would think is a good idea.
They feel like if they can cheat on one thing, it's a domino effect. I'm not justifying it. I'm just explaining it. I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. I'm a gun owner. All right. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying the mentality is, and it's very similar, ironically, and I've argued this in this college, and some professors have actually agreed with me, to abortion rights advocates. On the other side, they feel...
Well, I don't think people should go to rallies with fetuses.
No, follow me. They feel if you give on one thing, let's say, for instance, late-term abortion, what woman wants to go through that? Can you imagine?
I don't think anybody
exactly.
would.
Exactly. Nobody wants to. You know what I'm saying? But abortion advocates feel that if they even give on that, which is the extreme, if there's five of those that happen a year in this country, I'd be surprised. Who the hell does something like that? Or even find a doctor to do it. But anyway, the gun advocates on the other end of the aisle feel that if they give even on what seems to be common sense, they're going to lose even more.
Well, but I think that speaks with why the government's broken.
Yes.
Because
nobody
will give in to common sense.
And that's the problem.
I'm left and a right issue here where either side, they won't even give in on the common sense stuff.
See, for me, common sense says you don't need a gun at a gun rally. That's what I'm not at a gun rally, at a campaign rally. That's what my common sense is. But I also say, if I'm a gun, if this guy's advocating for gun rights and we're never going to go back on the Second Amendment and I'm a gun owner illegally, I should be allowed to bring it.
As a member of the NRA and a gun owner, I would go into that event knowing that security is being provided for
and you
me.
Have to have
and
some
common
sense.
I don't think they're bringing guns for security. I think a lot of times they just want to have
the
gun.
But you want to know something? I want to drive my car on lawns on the way home and zigzag out of mailboxes.
It really does.
And you know what, somebody? I know it's a privilege, but I pay taxes. You can't do that. There are concessions to
the laws. That's other people's property.
And you just hit the nail on the head. You have to make concessions to those laws.
But what I'm saying where there's not laws. I'm saying where there's not laws. They should be allowed to. Where there's laws. The laws trump, you know, the laws say you can't bring
well,
in
then
there.
But you made the general statement. But with
no,
the general statement,
along
there has
where
to be
laws.
But along with those laws, there has to be concessions.
There's no law against bringing a weapon into a campaign rally. We don't have a law that says that.
But a venue has a right to select.
Absolutely.
Their rules.
Absolutely. But they're also making the argument, I've seen this with the Trump argument, that they're renting out the venue. So...
Yes.
Are they allowed to? I don't know. So
it could also be a venue rule, too. There
it
are
could
some
be.
Hotels. There
absolutely.
Are some,
yeah. there, I mean, the NRA had a convention where they couldn't have, and they got killed on the left. Right. which I think is kind of stupid. If you're an NRA convention, why wouldn't you give the business to the place that does
because
support you
in
having
anything
weapons?
You're going to give your any group that are sponsoring something is going to give their platform and be overzealous with it.
No,
you've got to be reined in.
We got very quickly. We talked about this last week with these white supremacists and Donald Trump and everything. And he finally disavowed it. You know, we can argue about whether he did it quick enough, didn't do it quick enough. Whatever. That's not my point here. There are white supremacists still making robocalls on Donald Trump's behalf with Donald Trump's name. Now, there's no evidence that Donald Trump has commissioned this. I don't think he has at all.
No, God, no.
But why wouldn't Donald Trump say, because he's a very litigious man,
would
say, stop it. I don't want to be affiliated with hate groups. Do not use my name or I will sue you in the state where you are. He would look like such a good guy. Not a great guy, but a good guy.
This well, was trumped up by his adversaries in the party, Republican Party, who want to cut his throat. Oh, it was a media buzz. You know, it was just something to get people upset about. And I think he's hoping it'll go away.
All right. Well, we'll continue with more show when we come back. You're listening to Davins and Filling In. When we come back, fart stories. Don't go anywhere. Back, Davins and Filling In. The blank.
One of those things.
Going whatever it is.
I don't know. That stuff over there.
So we had a very I think we had a very interesting conversation, a little highbrow conversation, points exchange in the opening segment of the show about guns and Second Amendment rights, and we're going to throw all that in the garbage right now.
Let's get back to acting like idiots.
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, we're looking for a highbrow show. I think this is the one. Well, maybe think again.
Yeah. This next segment, nothing like that. Fart stories, the science behind farts. And Joe made this bumper for it, so enjoy.
Welcome to Fart Stories.
Fine work, Joe. I feel like you put your all into that piece.
A career well had.
Polishing the mantle to put the Emmy.
I think it would be a Grammy, but...
Grammy, what? Yeah.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yeah, you're quite the artist. All right. So believe it or not, farts speak volumes about your health and your wellness. Farts are a mix of swallowed air that enters the digestive system accidentally while breathing. That would be all air that passes through your mouth, whether it's via chewing gum, drinking carbonated beverages, or eating very quickly. And gas produced by the bacteria in your lower intestines. All science stuff here. The bacteria in your intestines creates gas as they break down sugars and starches that your body can't easily digest. That's what a fart is. It's not just a gift from the gods. It's not just nature's comedy. So the bacteria breakdown process produces roughly between 2 and 6 cups of gas a day after it builds up. That's a lot. That's an awful recipe.
Like your neighbor, come up. Can I borrow a cup of farts?
Give me 2.
Oh, thank you, dear.
I mean, how do you imagine? I mean, really, can you imagine the poor scientist that goes, I don't know if it's all going to fit.
Who put that on paper?
It's on the shelf. Says Pyrex. Bring it on over. You know where to put it.
Put it through the washing machine a second time. It's not going to get done once with scrubbing bubbles. So they say regular farting is a sign that you're consuming enough fiber, and have a healthy collection of bacteria in your intestines. Say about 1% of the gas produced by our intestines is not scent free. So 99% of your fart, no odor.
Really? My girlfriend would totally disagree with you.
So are you saying you were an above average stinker, Russ?
Oh, yeah.
You shot the moon with your moon.
I'm an eye tearer.
There's an extra ingredient in there, apparently.
I strive to be above average in everything, including my farts. The scent is generally hydrogen sulfide, a gas that's created when your body breaks down foods with sulfur in them. The very healthy foods produce sulfur-containing gas when digested. This gas exits the body after digestion in the form of a smelly fart.
So it's the sulfur. All right.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you've ever driven down the turnpike, you go, I know that smell.
Yes.
It's where they mine farts. Right off exit 15.
Big factory there, big processing plant.
Well, it's my bedroom smells like after a case of Oktoberfest.
Yes. It's very nice. They classed it up. They named her Elizabeth, but it's a fart factory. So if you've eaten, if you're eating red meat, broccoli, cauliflower, beans, or dairy products, they say don't be surprised if you find yourself with some slightly stinky farts later down.
So the bean thing's true.
So there was a point where my wife, when we were first dating, could tell what I'd eaten by what I passed.
Get out.
She's quite prolific.
You were cutting them loose when you were first dating? Boy, you were a catch.
Well, you know, I figured she would be the one. Might as well prep her.
You did a 1 year rule or even 9 months?
Oh, I mean, these things sneak out. You don't approach a new love and go pull my finger. But when you're spending enough time, you know, when they don't go home.
She's very patient, or you're hung like a racehorse, and we just don't know it.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, I'm not showing you.
I just don't think that she goes, and then he told me to pull his finger, and I knew he was the one.
Yeah, I mean, of course, show a little romance.
He had cabbage that night.
Yeah, a little romance. You know,
Romeo, Romeo, where fart art thou?
That was almost good.
I like that.
So put it in my bio.
The sensei goes, it was almost good to the comedian. It's like Joe going, that was almost a good roundhouse.
A little more snap, Russ. A little more snap.
Christ. You got comedian civilians critiquing your stuff. I almost said a different word, but I remembered where I am and what I'm doing.
That's the latest.
Yeah. So, if you find yourself passing gas that is a truly awful in odor, it may be a sign of an underlying health problem. If you need to pass gas immediately after consuming dairy, that could be a sign that your body is having problems breaking down the lactose. Less commonly, infrequent and extremely stinky farts can be a sign of a chronic problem, like irritable bowel syndrome or celiac disease, which is the gluten. Scentless farts are not surprisingly completely healthy and normal.
Lack of bacteria.
But they're fine.
No?
Yeah, they're fine. They also say that that smelling farts can actually be good for you.
Oh, great. So next time my nostril hairs get singed off, I'm going to go, what a lucky feller I am.
Yeah, when you have both back windows in your car open. Yeah. Get out of here, please.
Pull my finger. Well, you don't like apples. Yeah. So we want to keep the doctor away. I'm doing this for you.
Yeah. So you need a balance of scent-free and smelly?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Is that how we're reading this?
Yeah, like a little stink.
All right.
A little. I mean, you don't want to make a person cry. I mean, I've been subjected to farts that have almost made me hurl.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Oh, I've walked into one time. It was like walking into a wall. I was going through.
Was it built by Donald? Was it a Trump fart?
This smells 10 feet higher.
This smells like caviar and filet mignon. Donald, is that you?
I was walking out into the. I was one job I had. I'm in the warehouse. I'm walking out into the warehouse, and I walk through this fart cloud. I almost dropped like a stone. I tell you, boy, oh boy.
So frequent farting is generally nothing to lose sleep over in terms of healthy indications. And in fact, the average person passes gas about 20 times a day. That seems a little high to me.
Sounds like it depends.
Well, it's an average. So you can have a day of 30.
On stuffed cabbage night, yeah.
No, but that's above average. That's above average.
Yeah.
But I think 20 is a little high. What do you think?
No, I'd say that's about the norm.
Would you? Yeah. Would you, Romeo? Yeah. That's a lot of butt. I mean, if you're hanging out with somebody you care about on a day, that's a lot of butt squeezing. Yeah. But they say pushing back a fart does not make the fart disappear.
It's still in. Where does it go?
I don't know, but they say that doesn't solve the issue. Huh. It's coming out one way or another. Because, you know, sometimes you're with somebody you love or in an interview and you go, now's not a time.
No.
Yeah. And your tummy's all a Twitter. It's not a time to release.
That gurgling, when that gurgling comes, it's like, oh,
well, that's a whole different thing. Then you know you got some real issues.
Crop dusting time when that happens. I got to get out of here now.
They say frequent farting that is accompanied by discomfort, bloating, or a very foul odor may indicate a food allergy. If you find your fart frequency is on the uptick after eating dairy products like cheese or drinking milk, the frequency goes up after eating, you know, these are all signs.
Yeah.
I was talking about holding in farts. They say it will likely lead to bloating and abdominal pain. Haven't you, like, thought that, well, if I could just suck this up, you know,
two cups of gas, trap it in there. Yeah,
I find upon releasing later on, it makes the stink worse, as opposed to if you just let it free when it was ready
because
to go.
Because it's sitting in the intestine soaking up all the goodies in there.
All the goodies.
Like a sponge of yuck.
Yes, yes. It's like, you know, you have something marinade, that's what it's doing. It's marinating there.
A marinated fart.
Yeah. A fart marinade. It's a fart marinade.
Men and women fart with the same frequency.
Really?
And both men and women produce smelly gas.
Women don't fart.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
They don't.
Yeah, of course they do. Your soon-to-be ex, did she fart?
Once in a while.
Yeah, of course she did. And now probably more because you're still sharing a house. She's probably crop dusting you. Stupid wants to go into the kitchen. I'll show him. I'm having chili. It's hot there now. He doesn't clean up the dishes.
two bags of Taco Bell. She comes walking.
Yeah, she's like the Red Baron.
She's spite crop dusting you. Yeah. That's what she's doing. And you have that same power, Joe. Don't let her be the only one. Fought wars in Joe's house.
Tonight, KFC versus Taco Bell.
Not all flatulence has an acrid scent. Sometimes the farts you let loose are simply an accumulation of air swallowed while talking or from fizzy or drinking fizzy water earlier in the day.
You explain that to your date.
Well, I don't think you're going to have this type of in-depth conversation. You know, dear, you shouldn't be offended. It's quite normal. I got 2 to 6 cups in here waiting to go. All right, you are listening. Well, no, yes, no. What do we got, Joe?
Keep going.
Joe's maybe like an airplane with a blown propeller.
Is that a red light or a yellow light, Joe?
I'm looking at Joe. He's like, I don't know what you do.
We got a little more gas in the tank.
Huddle a huddle a ho.
Huddle a huddle a ho, indeed.
Sir. Loud farts are not different than quiet farts. They're quite the same.
Not in a subway tour.
Well, I mean, then it just looks like you're doing a floor show. Then you hand out the little cup asking for dollars. I'm playing the horn. So has the volume of fart has little to do with your health and a whole lot to do with your body's position. Ooh. Did you know this, that you could get different? I was unaware of positioning. Were you guys aware of positioning?
No.
We're learning.
Yeah.
We bring education to you. Yeah. Davin Den, filling in for places that have not been filled in or maybe were filled in with gas. I don't know.
He's trying.
When we come back, School of Fools. Don't go anywhere. Back, you are listening to Davin's Den, filling in. It's so weird to say that. I'm sorry.
Filling in.
Filling
We're
in.
Just moseying around the dial, stopping, setting up our shingle.
Stopping on everybody's show. 5 minutes on Rush's show. 6 minutes on Howard's show. Yeah. Just filling in. Howard went to the John. We're just filling in.
We're like the Clint Eastwood of radio shows. We just ride in.
Yeah, we're just like Clint Eastwood.
You knew this. You the new sheriff? No, just Davinston coming through.
Well, like Zed from Pulp Fiction.
That's silly, Joe. All right, let's do some School of Fools. As soon as I find it, here we go. So it's a little bit of a different type of story, Joe, than we've been doing. Mm-hmm. So after one of her students grabbed her phone and took a photo of her racy selfie, teacher Leah Ann Arthur resigned. The school district says she should have known better. But her students in Union, South Carolina say Arthur was forced to resign, and they won her back. Arthur worked at the Career and Technology Center at Union High School, teaching mechatronics. I think that's the building of Transformers. I'm not really sure what mechatronics is.
That sounds cool, though.
It does.
I want to take mechatronics.
You should take mechatronics.
Mm.
A field that includes elements of mechanical and electrical engineering with computer programming. So she's no dummy. The student's petition praises her dedication to them and to the program. Arthur says that while she was monitoring the hallway during a class change, a 16-year-old male student took her phone from her desk and navigated to her photos. The student then snapped his own image of a photo that showed Arthur partially nude and shared it via text on social media. She was making this for her husband for Valentine's Day. The picture.
Oh,
yeah.
How old was the kid?
16.
That's the problem.
The Union County School District's interim superintendent, David Eubanks, I just like saying it like that, said the phone wasn't locked with a passcode, and in a statement released Wednesday, he also questioned whether Arthur was where she should have been. As a result, a student accessed inappropriate material on her phone, Eubanks said, sent it to others, and as a result may be severely punished by law enforcement as well as the school district.
Yeah.
Eubanks also said that that he has seen evidence that Arthur's students routinely use Arthur's cell phone with her full permission. I don't know, maybe playing Minecraft. That's I don't know. Arthur was given a choice of either going through a dismissal process or resigning, the state newspaper reports. Arthur says she's not sure she'd like to return to work at the school. She also says she doesn't feel the student who shared the image should face harsh punishment. He's 16, she said. He's going to make stupid decisions. We all make stupid decisions at 16. Yeah, it is very big of her. Wow. Police in Union are now investigating the case. The student who obtained Arthur's racy photo has been charged by local police with the crime of transmitting pornographic material using electronic media, and now will also face possible expulsion from the school district. All right, first question. You guys ever leave your phone unattended?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we all have.
I do. I leave my phone on my desk at work. I leave it out on the kitchen counter at home.
I think we all make the leap of faith that people keep their hands to themselves.
Well, yeah, I left it out at a party, and then somebody sent out that I have a fetish for some things.
Go on!
I can't say it on regular radio, but there were some things that some people they claimed that I liked, and I wound up getting 12 friend requests and 19 likes. But
is that the meat comment? That's as far as I'll go?
Yes.
Yes, the meat. I remember that. Yes.
I don't remember.
And I guess it was late, and I remember my cell phone went off, and I did some, you know. It was pretty late at night. You were at one of Anthony's parties.
Yes, I was.
Was that when we got back Nazi greetings during like New Year's Eve? Was that time?
No, that wasn't it.
Oh, so this is a recurring problem with you.
This was one of the summer parties.
I remember laughing. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, that can't be. We
wished Joe a happy New Year on New Year's Eve, and somebody took his phone and called Pip the C.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So Joe really needs to do a better job with his phone.
Well, on that night, one of my other buddies got a hold of the phone, and he said all sorts of nasty things. Now, Pip and Davin got that, and they were very offended. I understand.
I wasn't that offended. I figured it was you.
My band got it, and they wanted to call the new album that. So,
nice.
It's a tale of two cities.
Nice. Well, I think we can all say that you don't lock your phone, Joe. No. I don't lock my phone. Do you lock your phone?
No, I don't. I don't.
We're running out of time already.
Already? Wow, this is just
getting
fun.
Filling in. Should the teacher be fired for this?
Yes.
You think she should be fired?
Yes.
Why?
Forget the cell phone. Let's go back to the 80s. I'm a teacher. I'm working with children. Mm-hmm. I have a file folder. Back in the dark ages, we had paper and pictures. I have naked pictures of me.
Oh, God.
I know. Horrible. No, just play along here. I'm bringing naked pictures of me, a teacher, on the school grounds, and I work with children. Bad mistake.
Yeah, but it wasn't part of your communication technology.
Her phone's no different than a briefcase these days. It can store pictures. It can store everything we can. Everything we did back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, but the kid stole it.
Okay, don't matter. If I have my briefcase and I have naked pictures of me in that briefcase and a kid goes into my teacher's briefcase, kids have done that. Yeah.
Should he face expulsion and possible legal?
Yes. Legal, no. He's a minor. Expulsion, yeah.
So you're in line with this?
Absolutely.
Joe?
I feel that it's like somebody stealing your wallet and getting in trouble that they took your money.
Yeah, I don't know if that's exactly the same, but I think it's a little much. All right, you're listening to Davin's Den. When we come back, an unknown horrible thing that can happen when your identity is stolen. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Davin's Den. We on our show, we've talked about a lot when people steal your pictures, how scammers get them and how that can ruin your life. This story's a little bit different, and I think we've all seen this, but we'll get into it. Karina Bennett, a 22-year-old waitress who considers herself shy and private, was working a routine morning shift at a small-town restaurant when she got a Facebook notification on her phone that she'd been tagged in a post. Staring at her was an article from a website called The Infamous Tribune. So you know it's good.
Not like the Chronicle.
About a 37-year-old Detroit mom dubbed Anita Sullivan, who supposedly had 14 babies with 14 different men.
Whoa.
I saw this story. Did you see the story?
No.
I saw the story on Facebook. And the woman in the photo attached to the article was her, smiling in a hospital bed with her newborn son and husband. The photo had appeared in the Milford, Connecticut Mirror newspaper a year ago when Bennett's son was featured as the first baby born in 2015 in Milford, Connecticut. The post had gone viral, popping up on numerous websites, blogs, triggering more than 6,000 comments from all over the world. Most of them insulting and ridiculing and lambasting the woman in the picture. So she's got this innocent picture of her and her baby. And some jamoke has taken this sweet picture and fabricated a whole story and is smearing this poor woman.
Got it. Wow, what a mess.
One commenter said the mom should be shot, while others called her lazy, overweight, and promiscuous. She's contacted lawyers and friends who are in law school, mm-hmm. but none of them appear equipped to handle the nightmare. The fake article also included a random photo of 13 kids that were supposedly the Detroit mom's other children. She's quietly fighting the anger and grief that festered inside her, trying to block it out of her mind. Basically, she's worried that this hoax is going to follow her the rest of her life when she applies for a job. Yeah,
it could.
It very well could.
It could. I would sue for, you know, you need to sue for slander.
Right, but you don't know that's the problem. You don't know where you're going. Who are you suing? Who's behind the infamous Tribune?
So there was Tribune post. You go to the Tribune and say your name was on this. You're responsible for this.
I think you would have to go to try to find out who owned the website, which you can do. But just because they own the website does not mean they're in charge of the infamous Tribune.
But wouldn't you feel that they might be responsible for the content on it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the see how the case plays out on
sources,
this.
Yeah.
There's a lot that has to be involved, and this family does not have a lot of money. They both work in a restaurant. They're not wealthy people. They're a young couple. It's daunting.
She was just randomly targeted?
Just randomly. Somebody saw the picture, and that's why I always tell people, do not post your stuff online. You have no idea what people will do with this type of thing. I feel bad for this family.
My Facebook's friends only.
Yeah, and that's what you should do.
Yeah,
but when you see these stories online, do you automatically assume that they're true?
I default no, because they're just so outrageous.
You default no?
I default no, especially if it's internet-based. They call it the information age, but we're living in the misinformation
age. You're absolutely right with that.
So if I see it on the internet, you know, with a name like that for the title of the media source, I'm like, all right, yeah, some jackass.
You're not giving the infamous Tribune the same credit as Reuters?
No, not quite. Yeah. It's
not getting the same credit as the Associated Press?
No, it's not.
Wow, you are discerning.
AP or the infamous?
I know, exactly, really. I'm sorry.
But what about you, Joe? When you see, a lot of people don't even consider the source. They just see an article.
Yeah, they jump, sure.
And they go, well, this must be true. Do you do that?
I used to, but from doing this show, I stopped doing that. First,
from me yelling at you.
Well, no, because it's the first thing, because sometimes you see stuff and it's like, nah, you got to look into it. But that's, look, a lot of people do. I mean, we don't. Because we do this show and
we don't believe it.
We don't believe it. We always check Snopes or something like that to make sure to see what the deal is with that. But you know, sometimes a lot of people see stuff like that. There was a thing where Obama was carrying the Quran, and they go, "Oh, he's reading the Quran." No,
so that on your pals page?
No, but it's not. There was also one where there was somebody posted that there was a book of an Islamic leader saying how to take over America or something like that.
It gets out of control.
And that's wrong because it wasn't. It was a book on being Islamic and doing business in America.
But the vast majority of the people. Especially if you're predisposed to think of the worst of people,
correct.
That plays right into what you think.
If you take stupidity mixed with our access to information that stupid people
I call
have
that show Davin's Den.
Living proof right here.
Exactly. Speaking of, you're listening to Davin's Den. One more segment before we go. Comics in the news. Don't go anywhere. Back, Davin's then filling in. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Last segment of the show, little comics in the news. Like I said earlier, I'm glad Russ is here for this because it affects non-comedians as well as regular people. I'm just looking for what I was looking for, and I will edit this out maybe, or I won't. Depends what we do with time. You never know.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
All right. So New York Times wrote a story where a tourist in New York, tourists, plural, was sold tickets to stand up New York under the guise that Tina Fey would be making a secret appearance. She did not, and they were upset as it was a lineup of comedians they never heard of. I was not on that show.
I like the disclaimer.
Yeah, exactly.
I do perform there, but I was not on that show.
No, it had nothing to do with me. Last year, a task force announced a series of recommendations to improve Times Square, and among them were calls to regulate vendors, according to a 2015 survey conducted by the Times Square Alliance. Well, it's like super friends of them. They got like Elmo.
The Statue of Liberty chick.
Times Square Alliance away!
A panhandler who didn't soil himself. Yeah. It's quite the alliance they got going there. The Times Square Alliance is a nonprofit organization. 40% of respondents, mostly New Yorkers, experienced an unpleasant interaction with solicitors.
It's Times Square.
Yeah, well.
You know, you're in New York.
Yeah, but it's not really
about the center of the free world.
The percentage of those who felt unsafe during these interactions doubled from the year before. Damn you, de Blasio.
Go to Long Island, then.
Who wants to pay those tolls? In general, the ticket sellers do not work directly for the clubs. Most show up where they want to work and sign out stacks of tickets from middlemen who run the street teams, as they're known. Many clubs have similar arrangements with the street teams, whereby the sellers keep whatever they make from the ticket sales, while the clubs make their money from drink minimums. On Thursday afternoon, a man selling tickets to the Broadway Comedy Club could be overheard here saying Miss Faye and Chris Rock would be there tonight. Al Martin, the owner of the Broadway Comedy Club, said one or two customers complain every night, most of having been promised Miss Faye or Louis C.K. He goes, believe me, we hate this. He said his street team members write their initials on tickets, but that 3 or 4 or 10 of these guys will do this. But buy tickets, he says, buy the tickets from legitimate sellers and go rogue. So this is kind of what they do.
If you're buying things off the street in Times Square,
but that's how they draw people in. I work regularly at Broadway Comedy Club, and especially on the late shows. That's how they draw people in.
So how do you regulate something like that?
That's
hard. I mean, you literally talk. That's the center of town. I'm from the Bronx. How do you regulate that mess down there?
I think the way you regulate, at least on the comic end, if you're putting your initials on the ticket, and you know the patron comes in and says, look, I was told Tina Fey was going to be doing a spot, and they're not. You look at the back of the ticket, and then, you know, you tell the guy, you know, you're banned from the club for a week or a couple of weeks. But, you know, the club owners are in with this, too, you know. So.
Oh, yeah, there's money to be made. Yeah. I don't think anybody's innocent.
You just brought five people in. You know, they just had a snack and, you know, five drinks. You know, how are we going to yell at the guy?
You know, if you really wanted to stop this, couldn't you punish the middlemen more? You know, if you find out that their tickets are coming back?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to, but...
But as Joe said, you know how you...
Put the initials on it, and if the club owners are in on it, because they want to fill the extra 5, 6 seats to show...
You know, it boils down to this. You've got... And the rents are extremely high in the city. We all know that. So how do you punish a guy? So one lady complained. How do you punish a guy?
Well, no, it's not one lady. He's saying he gets this a couple times, at least a couple times a night, Joe.
A couple of times a night. So with everybody that comes in the club, let's say... What do you say the average? 4 people complain?
All right. Yeah.
All right. Like, so 4 people complained, but they brought in 15 paying, you know, patrons.
So you think the owners are in on it?
I would think so. I mean, look, if we ran a club and you were bringing people, and you would think the same way.
Yeah, but if you have something like Yelp out there now, and some people look up reviews, and you have all these angry complaints about the bait and
switch.
Well,
you just answered the question. Yelp would regulate that. Yelp would regulate that, because if we're looking at the computer and go, man, oh man, we're getting bashed on that, you would change the whole policy.
Well, apparently not. Because, and when you buy, a lot of times when you buy your tickets in Times Square, you're not checking your phone. Go, hold on, Mr. Strangely Smelly Man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's another thing, too. I mean, you know, if it was a rate, you know, that's the thing. They're dealing with tourists. It's all tourists.
Well, it's also a pressure buy.
Yeah. So,
it's a pressure sales because you think in the moment, I have to do this to get this deal and I'm going to miss out on Tina Fey.
Yeah, so look this way. These tourists come in. There's people from Wisconsin that come in, people from, Florida, something like that. And they come in and they don't like the show. They're going home. They're never coming back. So it's not like it's a town where you have regular people that the show is getting around town that it's not good. It's all tourists. It's mostly tourists.
Now, in Broadway Comedy Club's defense, and like I said, I do work there, they do often put the comics who are on the lineup for that show. So if I'm scheduled to be there, you'll see my name there. You won't see Tina Fey. Not on the ticket, but on the website.
Because on the ticket, maybe that would be...
They're not going to put a bunch. They're not going to put a bunch of
names.
They don't want to even put Tina Fey's name on a ticket.
Yeah.
But I'm saying they can say, well, if you go to our website, you're going to say Tina Fey wasn't scheduled.
That's how I want to wrap my head around. I mean, I'm a New Yorker, so it's New York.
Right, but you know.
You know. Exactly. I mean, it's insensitive, but it's honest.
I mean, ever since the original Ghostbusters, people thought it was kind of cleaned up and nice here.
Well, like I said, if you got a patron, if you're mostly the tourist, so if you have a woman from Indiana going, I'm never coming back here, chances are you wouldn't be anyway.
You're not.
You know, I mean, because you know what I'm saying?
Now,
you know?
Let me ask you, if Tina Fey, if Tina Fey has dropped in, or Seinfeld has dropped in at some point, is it wrong to say, Well, they might drop in tonight.
They might. My home club on the island, Kevin James dropped in. He wasn't announced, but he did drop in. You never know.
But they weren't selling tickets. Were they selling tickets?
That they were not. We didn't even have a clue. Maybe the owner of the club knew, but all us other comics didn't know.
So
Kevin
the next 6 months, will they be saying, "Hey, Kevin James might"? Because that's what we're talking about. They're saying, "Hey, you never know. Kevin James might stop in
as he's working on a special. He might, you know. But you know, to base it solely on that
guys
is
drop
wrong.
In when none of these guys are working on their special. When Chris Rock was doing his thing, what was it? The Academy Awards, the Oscars. I'm sure he was like going to the cellar. I'm sure he was working on stuff.
Yeah. Then the dignified way to do it. Dignified way to say sometimes we have big names stop by.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Time is drawing to a close. Joe, where will you be announced to be performing in the near future?
Yeah.
Okay, my band will be playing on the 13th or 14th. Check my I stink. I stink using my comedy schedule. I know, but this is going to be the band. Check Joe, my Facebook page, Joe Curry. It's the Sexy Susan Project. We have a kid playing guitar. The kid's 14. He's a prodigy. So don't miss that.
Okay. Live comedy Friday, March 18th in Augusta, New Jersey at Skyland Stadium. For tickets, call 973-940-0222. Live comedy Friday, March 18th in Oakland, New Jersey at Portobello Banquets. For tickets, call 201-337-8990. Live comedy Friday, March 18th in West Paterson, New Jersey at Francesco's. For tickets, call 973-925-1100. Saturday, March 19th, I'll be in Chester, New York at Joker's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 845-345-1039. As always, go to the davinsden.com website. Follow us on Twitter at davinsden. Go to the davinsden Facebook page. It is time to put a bow on this. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.